With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As nuclear arms talk with the regime in Iran appear to be making little progress, officials in the Trump administration and in Congress are warning Iran not to test the resolve of America's military. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says time is running out in that very volatile part of the Middle East.
Well, this will be a fateful week ahead, and the last couple of days for Iran to come to its senses and make an agreement that makes sense. Otherwise, I think Israel is inclined to move and do something militarily, and that probably in some measure involves the U.S. inevitably. We'll see what happens, Tony. People need to be in prayer that we can get that resolved. We need this regime to be changed, but we don't want to put boots on the ground to do it. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting week.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on This Week on Capitol Hill, broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later today on the Salem News Channel. Defense Secretary Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain support from the U.S. military.
The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's historic rebrand from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years that he considers part of woke culture. The organization began allowing gay youth in 2013, ended a ban on gay adult leaders in 2015, and announced in 2017 that it would accept transgender students. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump says he's ordering all federal agencies to phase out use of anthropic technology after companies unusually public dispute with the Pentagon over artificial intelligence safety. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also saying he was designating Anthropic as a supply chain risk, a move that could prevent U.S. military vendors from working with the company directly. This is SRN News. A new report on artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from a joint project of the Barna Group and Glue, and it indicates that about one-third of adults in this country now believe that spiritual advice from AI is just as good as what they might receive from a pastor. Amongst Gen Z and millennials, the youngest adults, 40% believe this. The numbers are raising concerns in some quarters as the U.S. tries to come to grips with AI, even as the technology is flooding different aspects of our lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israel's parliament has given preliminary approval to a bill that would put the country's Orthodox chief rabbinate in charge of the entire Western Wall in Jerusalem. This is raising fears among liberal Jews that mixed-gender prayer at the site would be outlawed. The Western Wall is the holiest site in the world where Jews can pray. Its main plaza is for men only, but the site also has a section far off to the side where men and women can pray together. This is SRN News. An instance of friendly fire at the southern border.
The U.S. military used a laser Thursday to shoot down a seemingly threatening drone flying near the U.S.-Mexico border. It turned out the drone belonged to Customs and Border Protection. The case of mistaken identity prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to close additional airspace 50 miles southeast of El Paso. The military is required to formally notify the FAA when it takes any counter-drone action inside U.S. airspace. It was the second time in 2 weeks that a laser was fired in the area. The last time, it was CBP that used the weapon and nothing was hit. This time, the closure was smaller and commercial flights were not affected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka has died. His many hits included Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Calendar Girl, and also those covering his work, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and others. Neil Sedaka was 86. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.